الغاضبون من الحكومة لرفضها تلبية مطالبهم بزيادة الرواتب والعلاوات الاجتماعية، بل ويجددون عزمهم في هذا الاجتماع بالاستمرار في إضرابهم الذي يشمل كل القطاعات الحكومية رغم نداءات الحكومة والإقامة المتفقة معها بوقف الإضرابات المالية بحجة أن الحكومة تم الاستمرار لها.
وتسويق البترول لنا كذا سنوات وإلى الآن لم نستفيد شيء من عائدات البترول. إذا نخرج المعلمين
en el Partido Patriota, bueno, es un exgeneral que tiene las peores credenciales, pero que hizo su carrera en el ejército coordinando la estallada y la muerte contra la guerrilla. Sabemos que en esta guerra Rusia dejó muchos muertos en Guatemala. Hoy se encontró con el presidente Álvaro Conos discutiendo el cronograma para el próximo primero, que es el día que va a asumir la Argentina. Te digo que hizo una campaña, una consigna que da un golpe de pánico porque era ahora manos de un partido patriota y el símbolo que dice que es una mano
اتفاقنا تصرف به جمل اطراف القضيه وهو ان ارتفاع اسعار السلع وغلاء المعيشه يجعل مطالب العاملين في القطاع الحكومي شرعيا.
Al estilo de los libros que popularizó Ryuno, hay para principiantes, un libro y otro para
My name is Katarina Fake, and I am an entrepreneur and angel investor. I always loved the internet. I mean, I always loved its sort of potential and its possibility. And when I first went on, when I first saw the web in, you know, the early 90s, first thing I noticed about it was just a bunch of people contributing and posting things online and photos of their cat or, you know, whatever, Bob Dylan discographies, and just they're just putting their knowledge online and sharing it, and it seemed like this incredibly flourishing, you know, generous kind of community that was building up, and that I've never kind of like lost sight of that initial vision of the internet and its possibility for connecting people. When we started Flickr in 2003, 2004, it was kind of, you know, all of these forces came together at the same time to make it possible. We were in the right place at the right time. We were very lucky. We had more than 50% of U.S. households in 2003 had broadband. More than 50% of all mobile phones shipped with a camera that year, and the price for storage and bandwidth had been falling kind of like rapidly, and so the ability to sort of build a company at that time, and now you have all of this kind of cloud-based services and SaaS that you can build your company on top of, so you don't even need to buy and run your own servers anymore. I mean, you know what I'm saying, like everything is now significantly. All this infrastructure is now set up for people to start companies. You don't even need to know how to, design or write codes, because they have all of these, coders for hire that you can. I mean, it's kind of this amazing, system now whereby, all of these things that were creating incredible friction at the outset during the first era of the web have been eliminated. So I think that it's much easier to build a company, it's much less expensive to build a company, and, two kids in a garage can disrupt an entire, business. I mean, Google was two kids in a garage. That said, it's also become significantly more competitive, and the landscape has changed, and the tendency for people to fall into a kind of a groupthink also exists. So, I mean, it has both its kind of pluses and minuses. There's a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, mobile is the biggest transformation in the past several years now. It used to be that we would develop just for the web, sometimes the mobile web, but now we're developing for, there's three major players now. There is, the iPhone, which is everyone has to develop for, so there's Apple, Google, and Microsoft. I also see that there's a great deal of all of the data that's gone online with the social media, with all the purchase of Joy Media. We now know, we know where you are kind of based on your mobile phone. We know your kind of social network. We can probably derive, tastes and preferences from all of that kind of thing. So there's an increasing tendency towards personalization online that you're seeing everywhere. You see it in Google search results. Google will give you a different page than it gives to me. You will see it in the recommendations that are being made on all the e-commerce sites that you visit. There's a lot of activity around personalization. And what made that possible was Web 2.0. Web 2.0 was about people participating, creating identities for themselves online, and putting a lot of that data online. Now, if you can make that useful to people, and make the personalization valuable to them and save them time and energy when they're doing a search or some other online activity, then people are willing to participate. It's when they feel as if they're being taken advantage of that they want to kind of draw back. Well, I continually think about how to build thriving, meaningful communities online. So I might, I've been trying to make technology more human and more soulful and more kind of connective, like in a meaningful way. And I think that's a kind of like an endless project. I'm going to go to the next one.
But the wise man listens.